The Art of Work, Section 14. It is a great tragedy when a man is carefully guarding his investments, but loses everything through an unfortunate event and has nothing left to pass on to his children. Just as he came naked from his mother's womb, so he will depart, for there is nothing from his toil he can carry in his hands. This is a terrible predicament, for he not only gained nothing from toiling after the wind, but now he eats in darkness, plagued by depression, anger, and resentment. I believe we should enjoy our food and find satisfaction in our work during each day of life God gives us, for this is our lot. If God provides us with money and possessions and also grants the ability to enjoy them, by accepting our lot and being happy in our work, this is God's gift to us. If we accept it, we will seldom look regretfully on our past because God will keep us occupied with joyful hearts. One of the reasons we have difficulty with Kohelet's teachings is that our Western way of thinking is to deal with black and white, yes or no, right or wrong, instead of thinking in terms of better than or wise choices. Kohelet's way of approaching an issue is more Eastern in orientation. He comes at it like Tevye on Fiddler in the Roof, weighing out an important decision with both hands. On one hand, he has the traditional view that has been handed down for generations, but on the other hand, he has his daughter and her future to consider. This is not about the rules. This is about which decision has more relational weight. For Kohelet, he is weighing out various answers to his question, what do we gain from all our hard work under the sun? On one hand, he is looking at things we commonly pursue as a future goal to gain something of lasting benefit. On one hand, he has the goals humans often pursue, wisdom, knowledge, government, religion, justice, money. As an answer to his theme question, these things have no lasting substance. They cannot provide anything that carries on into the next day. All these pursuits are futile. They cannot be grasped and held on to in the swirling winds of time. On the other hand, he looks at those exact same things within a day, within our current and active experience, and tells us that as part of our daily journey, these same things have value and significance. In today's reading, Kohelet teaches us that although the pursuit of wealth is foolish, the enjoyment of those same resources that we currently possess, the daily use of money to enrich our lives within the context of being happy in our work, this is a great gift. That combination of adequate resources within the day and work we enjoy doing is what makes for a happy life. But it is so easy to get caught up in either looking forward to a future goal, a time where we will arrive and be happy, or to spend our days looking back at decisions that kept us from achieving our dreams. It's a trap as old as time itself, and personally, I found it very difficult to get myself free of it. My name is Vance Neudorf. These are my daily reflections on the Book of Ecclesiastes, artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.